You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
What up, though? This is Anton.
This is something new for us, you know. He thought about throwing the shades. Oh, God. So we're new to this podcast thing. We're going to call it Conscious Kickback for right now. I got my friends Jay Phil and Anthony Yanish with me.
How y'all doing?
What's going on?
Y'all want to throw out y'all social medias real quick?
No, I'm not really on social media.
You should. You still should show it out there. You might blow up.
All right.
All right. Y'all
follow me on Twitter.
Okay.
At Swag So Tangy.
You still got that name?
Still Swag So Tangy.
You got Twitter?
No, I ain't got Twitter.
Okay.
I'm gonna make a Twitter.
Okay.
I'm gonna make one.
You should. I'll be talking to regulars on there again. You got. Yeah. It's about time for y'all to get active.
Because
y'all really need to get active. Twitter is like rampant. For sure. Okay.
Yeah.
So what are we talking about? The Carter Five?
Yeah. Let's do Carter Five.
Carter Five. Let me put the track list in. Let's see how I feel about this. So seriously, I actually like listened to like Carter 4 and 3. And all three of those projects like gave me sort of like a really dark feeling. Like this is my conspiracy theory, right? Mm-hmm. Carter 3 was him going into hell, right?
Okay.
Then Carter 4 was him existing in hell. And now I think Carter 5 is like his like revival out of hell, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. This is what it's like. This is like the afterlife of making it through. So I don't know.
He seemed very, into the lean and the pill and all that. And probably 4. Definitely 4. I don't know about 3 so much, but.
Yeah, like you could tell he was off the shits on 4, like he was through. But I think sonically, they're a little the same. The only difference that I found was that the production was more triumphant. It was more uplifting on 5 than it was on 4. Mm-hmm. It was more sad.
It was a lot of sad tracks on. I was like, yeah, I'm not fucking with this.
Oh,
yeah. No,
the hype track, was it Mega Man? I think Mega Man was on there.
That wasn't even like a real, I guess from general consensus speaking, like it wasn't even that big.
What, the track?
Yeah. Oh, okay. I fuck with it though.
Yeah.
So far, I think it's a lot of Star Treks on here just off the hype alone, but Mona Lisa was that shit.
People love that. I mean, it's cool. Nah.
Y'all don't like that shit?
Nah. It's cool.
Why?
I don't know, man. I don't like it though. I don't not like it, but it's more songs on there that's better. And it's only 2 songs on there that's like worth listening to. Forever.
The 5?
Yeah. Let It Fly.
Take the glasses
off. Bars. No, I'm talking about Wayne. No. Like,
oh, okay. Let It Fly was so
like it's my like stuff. You know,
stereotypical. What's his face? What's that nigga's name?
Travis Scott.
Like, yo, Let It Fly.
Yeah. I don't like the hook. I like the verse though. The verse. I like Lil Wayne verse.
You know, he had some questionable hooks, I must admit, on some of the songs, but his verses were always on point as far as like what we got.
But like 23. I said, I just got done listening to it like the other day. I stopped at what? Mona Lisa. That's the song I stopped at.
You stopped at Mona Lisa?
Yeah, man. I had to go to sleep, bro.
the later tracks on there are kind of whack. Like, what is it?
So you telling me
Problems Hot.
Problems, man, dope what? Niggas, hit us.
To that every day. Hey, wake up, hype.
So wait, you're telling me that from 11 down is whack?
Let me see him pull up the track list, dog.
Now I wouldn't say 11. Yeah, let me look at
it. It's a lot. Like that song with Nicki Minaj, straight.
It's okay. I ain't going to go through it, but it's cool.
That, Dark Side of the Moon.
From like the second half, I picked up Took His Time, Open Safe. I got Used To.
Yeah, Open Safe, straight.
Other than that.
That's all y'all took down.
There's some other stuff of Wayne stuff that I already listened to than Carter 5.
Dog, I downloaded the whole bitch. Like, I got the whole bitch.
It was cool because it's like, yeah. I mean, he's been dropping a mixtape here and there, but we ain't really heard from Wayne in like 7 years. So I was like, yo.
Album wise.
I mean, what was he doing? I'm Not Human Being with that in the middle of that?
That's more so like 8-ish, 9-ish. That was more so post Carter 3.
Okay, yeah.
And then he dropped a slew of mixtapes. I got Dedication 4, Dedication 5, and 6.
A few joints from a Dedication.
And a No Ceilings 2.
No Ceilings 2. Oh, yeah, he did. I remember he did a M remix on there.
Yeah, we was in school when that happened. So, yeah, so it's like to hear an album was just relieving to know that somebody who I consider a top five rapper in hip hop.
You know,
yeah. So,
yeah, like it listening to it, you know, you think it's going to be something whack. But it wasn't whack though. It was like somebody
I didn't really know what
creating. Like I would feel like he wrote them songs.
You say you don't feel like he wrote.
I do feel like he wrote. Like he
oh like because you know he don't he be writing. Okay, yeah,
like you know he got Sorry for the Wait and all of that. Good, mm-hmm. Like that's not sweet. But on this, I feel like he put his.
You think
his,
he wrote
his foot
this?
In it?
I don't know. I feel like he went in there and just like. Just feeling out the beat and just went on some. Because you can, like, tell, like, whenever, like, he might repeat a line that he just said, I feel like that's him freestyling.
He might have did a mixture of both. Because, I mean, this nigga really don't be writing shit, period.
Like, that shit was up, though.
Yeah, I think that's good for him as a talent. But you got, I think Mona Lisa had to have been written. Because it's too conceptual.
Oh, yeah.
So
some of that he probably did, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, so. I ain't got no signal in here, man. I was trying to find the lyrics to some stuff he was saying.
Only standout lyric that I found was, I could turn a goddamn to a God's plan. I was like, wow, that's so positive. So, my old.
Goddamn to a God's plan.
Nah.
Yeah, you know, that's the cool part. We'll probably part two of this because, you know.
What is that? It was an open letter. That nigga said, what did he say? The death under you say the dirt under your feet could be the grave you feel. You
dog.
Know how dead you feel till you're dead for real.
I dog. Like, yeah, like he actually like really has some bars low key, and I think people try to like discredit him because he's such a commercial artist. But you got to give respect when respect is due. Niggas got bars, bro. So this probably ain't got nothing to say.
Cold stuff though. Oh. I'm trying to find the lyrics, man. I don't know. Maybe just.
Oh, you got an iPhone now?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. When you get that?
Right.
Man, I got this like 2 weeks. I got this like, what, 4 weeks ago? A month ago?
Oh, yeah. You the big trapper in the room. So.
What's that, the X?
Nah, this the 5. Nah, 6. Okay. 6. Low 6S, key. Not 6 Plus.
Unless you about to get like a XS or something. That's probably the way I have to go. Stick with your 6.
I might get the X, though.
Okay. But
Verizon.
So y'all through with the Carter Five? Y'all got y'all any final takes y'all want
to
say?
Man, I just wanted to say these lyrics, bro. But y'all gotta hear it, man. Go ahead, cop the Carter Five. Listen to it, man.
Okay.
Hey, Rue, how well did that album do the first week? Is that around? I heard it was gonna be around 500,000.
500,000?
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's crazy if it is.
I mean, I'm pretty.
Come out and do that.
I'm pretty sure. I think everything that surrounded the Carter Five, when it being shelved by Baby.
But you know how album, like, oh, we've been expecting this album for so long. I think it's kind of like lose interest. So I thought it was going to be like that.
That too. And but on top of that, you know, niggas is bundling their album.
Like
sales.
Fetty Wap said the shit. You know what I mean?
What do you mean by Fetty Wap?
I'm saying like who is, you know what I mean? He's Lil Wayne saying it. If he taking his time. Yeah. You know, we grew up on them. We fuck it. Whenever you put it out, we'll listen to it. It ain't like we not going to listen to it.
Oh, Lil Wayne definitely raised us, for sure.
Hell yeah. Middle school, though. Yeah,
right.
Like, what? Going fifth grade, elementary, dog. Going into, like, today. Like, how are we now? 21 was, like, what? 8 listening to Lil Wayne, dog.
For real.
Really?
If anything, like, him raised me, but I feel what you're saying.
Oh, yeah, you go with that shit. We ain't about to talk about that today. That's a whole nother day. So,
I think I see it. Yeah, he said, Tunchy Tune, a lunatic. My Goonie Goon's the gooniest.
Oh,
run inside your room and kill you and who you rooming with.
Who you rooming
damn,
with.
Damn, like.
I did like the samples that he picked. Like, the Dope Nigga sample was pretty cool. Now, you know what caught my attention? The Uproar song. So, if y'all remember Dedication 4.
Green Ranger.
Right. I'm like, I thought he didn't like the beat.
Wait, he said he didn't like that beat?
Yeah.
He's like, I don't even like this beat.
I don't even like the beat.
Oh, man.
So, it's just funny that he chose.
I don't like the beat.
And then start snapping like a motherfucker. And I'm like, okay.
But that whole song was sweet, though.
Yeah, I'm like. And the fact that he picked Swiss out of all people to give it more of like a cinematic feel, that's what was interesting to me. Okay.
Yeah, that shit was hype.
All right, what y'all want to talk about next?
I don't know, bro. I mean, like, I was watching an interview with, he was talking, you know, he's saying, like, I'm talking about Wayne, Lil Wayne talking, whatever, you know. Mm-hmm. And he is saying, like, he was thinking about, like, he grateful for all the stuff he got and stuff like that.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, It's like, wow, bro. I don't know.
Was he doing it? Was that the Elliot Wilson interview?
I don't know, man. It's just like I was thinking, because why do people in that sort of light be thinking down and stuff?
Like, well, bad. You got to think about what
like you wake up in a big ass house. What is there to really think about?
That nigga be on the brink of dying, seem like every other month.
You got to understand, they still have like a certain amount of post-traumatic stress that they endure from their childhood. And there's, just because you got a big ass house don't mean that it's fulfilling for you. You got to have some type of fulfillment within yourself. Right, you know what I'm saying? So and then he on the road, then he doing a whole bunch of shit to make sure that he maintain his celebrity and his money. So you can easily lose yourself and feel like, just take a breath and be like, damn, thank you, Jesus.
I don't know. You gotta think. These niggas are real people.
Right.
I know, but you know.
That nigga just good at rapping.
It's their life, though. Like if he was here right now, it would make more sense to ask that question. Yeah.
No, it's definitely something to wonder about, because it's like, damn, you have pretty much access to anything that you almost want in the world.
Right. Like, you wake up and go to the studio.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And just put it out, whatever it is you want.
There's always a flip side to it, or a caveat, so to speak. So, you know.
I mean, I don't know. I'd love to do that shit. Wake up in the crib, big as hell. But, you know.
But you got to realize the world doesn't revolve. Well, I mean, not that the world keeps spinning whether you're here or not. So
you right about that, though. Yeah. That's 100% for real.
Yeah.
If you try to stop time, bro, it's just like you losing time.
Exactly. And so for them, sometimes time stops. Like, they're not grounded in reality.
That's what I'm saying. Like, from Nate, from his perspective, it would be hard. From anybody's perspective like that, it'd be hard to understand where they coming from.
I think Russ was Russ made an interview.
Because we not innate, like, with like the Carter Five dropped that. Ain't no, you know, whatever he did after putting that music, I don't, you know, we don't know. Whatever he did before, like, they walking around life, we don't know what they be doing. So, I guess that's,
because you got TMZ on that ass.
Yeah.
Fuck TMZ. So, okay. Well, y'all want to talk about some other shit? Like, more rappers or whatever?
I'm tired of music, bro.
Oh, shut your ass up.
Okay.
Give me the money, shit. Right. Then I'll start talking about them.
So, I mean, how y'all feel about this podcast so far? Y'all fucking with it?
Yeah, this is cool.
Nah, man. It's just straight.
Yeah, no. Okay.
Oh, okay. I'm about to say, damn, you ain't fucking with it? Hey, okay.
This ain't for me.
Nah, it's straight. It's
cool. Okay. I must admit, I was late as hell. Like, I told him to shut up and everything, and I showed up late. I tried to get some soup because I was throwing up.
Make sure y'all remember, y'all got to be there 10 minutes early. I'm like, all right.
And we here. We pulled up at the same time.
I'm like, oh,
Where y'all park at?
On the other side.
Oh, that's why. So I was like, these niggas must be catfishing me or some shit, because I'm like, okay.
We thought you was catfishing us. Like, nigga, it's a sub restaurant. Sent us a damn
right.
Belly.
We about to go. And it wasn't even open, bro. We're talking about leasing.
No, I was a freaking idiot yesterday. I freaking pulled up to a Burger King on my lunch break.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know, waiting for somebody to come to the thing, talking. I'm like, hello. And I saw, like, they had took down a couple of the little pictures out there with the combos and shit. I'm like, I don't know what these niggas doing. Some hood niggas around here or something.
Speaking for me a little bit.
Yeah, so.
I had to, because you
still. I'm sitting there. I'm all right. I'm going to just pull around to the first window. You know, you do that when niggas don't come to the speakers. So I'm like, all right. I don't see nobody. And lights off. Nigga, that bitch was abandoned.
Wait, you said Burger King?
It was a Burger King in Farmington Hills.
You talk about that one on 12 Mile?
I was like, I've been sitting here waiting, like, nigga, what the fuck?
Dog,
you wasted about 10 minutes from my
lunch. It's a sign. It's a sign.
I'm like, yo.
Really?
Yo.
Dog. Well, you know we work in the same areas. You could have seen something.
Nigga, hey, Anton, this Burger King open?
Bro, what do we have these for?
Hey, come on, man. No, ain't nobody thinking you see that Burger King with
like
the sign.
Like, why they in there taking so long? With my food, man?
Oh, see, me, I did a whole 360, and I saw the note on the front, and I was like, damn. Well, I don't know. I ain't even been fucking with Burger King. They've been making me kind of sick.
That shit, dog.
Yeah. I think, truth be told, that's how I got sick.
What, Burger King?
Yeah. Well, that and this Chinese joint I was trying to eat at. I was sick throughout this whole week.
You all eating that Chinese food?
No, it's just this is a little spot I go to whenever I want to get away. I just go there. And next thing you know, I ate the rice a day later.
A day?
I had, Nigga, that ain't shit. I had beef and broccoli, so. Yeah.
They got a recording studio in here, dog.
Well, technically, this
yeah,
is
like, this is it, man.
Oh,
not like
I'm thinking like you got
oh,
that,
he
like,
trying to spit
room.
Bars.
He trying to spit bars. You got some bars.
I was just asking.
Oh, okay.
You know, I mean, I ain't trying to spit no bars yet.
He trying
man.
To go on in there on his Tunchi.
I got some fire for y'all later, man. But
the Detroit Tunchi.
No.
So let me ask you though. Did you? So you wasn't aware that he dropped the album? Will?
Oh no.
He didn't tell you?
No.
Oh. Hey, but congrats by the way. That verse was fucking. Like bananas, bro. Like,
oh, yeah.
I had to play that shit twice at work. I'm like, damn, this nigga really spitting for real. I don't know. I mean, I can get the words if I listen to it like 8 times, but it's just like, damn. Okay.
Yeah. Nah.
If y'all don't know what I'm talking about, just check out Lord Piccolo's Cranberry song called I Miss My Friends. Got my man's Yanish on it. He's spitting bars on that bitch. Mm-hmm. So I need to take a puff break real quick because I'm asthmatic if y'all ain't know.
All right.
It's almost asthmatic, bro.
All right, we probably ain't gonna spend too much time on it. Just real quick, I want to get your opinion on this.
Go ahead.
Album of the year.
Album of the year? What are we judging? I have to ask that.
Shit.
Whatever your criteria is for a fantastic album.
Of the year, dog.
I'll let Anthony go first.
What's this shit called? Damn.
How you don't know what the album of the year called?
Man.
What do you mean? I guess you.
Man, what's this shit called? Scorpion, bro. All
right. See, Anton, what do you think the album of the year was?
I ain't gonna discredit that. I ain't gonna discredit that nigga, though.
Scorpion, come on, fam.
What's wrong with it?
let's talk about it first. I'll give you mine.
What's wrong with
Bam.
It?
Damn.
What's wrong with it? Nothing.
Yeah,
exactly.
No, it's something wrong. It's with a lot wrong
it's
with that album.
It's a very lackluster album, nigga.
Lackluster?
Like, this nigga sounds, like, bored, or it's just, like, it ain't really jumping at me. I don't know what it is. I ain't feeling this shit.
Okay, contrary to that, I feel like it was overly emotional on the R&B side.
I ain't gonna lie, that's the only album I listened to besides the Carter Five.
It got some, it don't have.
I ain't listen to nobody else shit, dog.
Nice for What, I fuck with it, of course. In My Feelings, yeah.
Okay.
Nonstop, I know you fuck with that song.
Yeah, but it's like.
Unfortunately.
It was no song on there besides like Nice for What and In My Feelings that I hear like, oh shit.
I fuck
it
with 8 out of 10.
No song like that on there.
I fuck with 8 out of 10.
Yeah, you right, bro. That's you right.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right,
that was wrong. Right. Like I said, only two shit I ever listened to this whole year, besides J. Cole. I don't like shit like that, bro. I'm sorry. Like, all that dark shit, talking about shit like that, man.
It took me a while to warm up to it. KOD.
Really?
Hell no.
Wow, okay.
I'd rather have a J. Cole. He talking about that real shit. Got a good girl at home. Man, but I mean, I ain't saying he not, but it's just weird, bro. Kids on drugs.
You realize you gotta pay her taxes.
I don't know. Music getting dark, bro. It's like on that Roc Nation shit, Kanye was on some dark, twisted fantasy shit. Not this nigga J. Cole on some this shit. It's like, I don't know, bro. It's weird, bro. It's scary, dog. Huh?
You want some uplifting type?
Nah, I listen to any music. I'm not saying it's trash, but it's like, it ain't for me. Like, like people who making money. Like, I ain't saying he not making money, but I'm saying, like, you know, living that shit like Wayne, Young Money and them.
You want to hear like nigga they, on some braggadocious group, shit.
Yeah, like, that shit they talk. You don't really see them talking about
you
the shit
hear that,
like that.
That rosé at Santorini, Greece, riding with the women.
I listen to some Meek Mill, too, man, yeah.
Well, I think he just got a certain taste. That's all. That's his palate.
It's just weird to me, dog.
Well, I think they're trying to send a message. I think. There's a lot of dark elements and undertones within the music industry. So
they like that Illuminati get rid of her type people.
I don't know if J. Cole and Illuminati, but I think that he's trying to purge it out. But I don't know how sincere his image and his message is. That's my main concern with J. Cole.
I think he's very sincere.
It's like they feel bad about the shit they got.
Yeah.
And they trying to like, you know, give back because of all the blessings they getting.
Yeah, they're trying to like,
I feel like you working too hard.
Okay, well, I'm gonna go ahead and get my album of the year. Album of the year,
mm-hmm.
You gonna laugh?
No, I'm not.
Yeah, I hope you was. Astroworld, Travis Scott.
Interesting.
That shit.
I ain't heard that shit. I saw that video.
I ain't heard it.
Man, album of the song of the year got to be that Childish Gambino though. That summer shit.
Oh,
that song is summer probably. I don't
feel like something. You talking about that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That video was cool as hell.
Hell yeah. Who was did it? That shit? Mm-hmm.
Hey, my bad. I didn't even know we was going to get into that shit. Why was M in that video looking like a kid?
He was in the video?
Yeah, he
had. You gotta explain it to me because I haven't seen it.
Was Super Slimy an album?
You seen the video?
Was Super Slimy an album?
With Future and Thug.
If that's an album, that's album of the year. If that's an album.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you need to stop talking right now.
That's album of the year, dog.
You talking about me dismissing this shit.
Right. What? No, so y'all think I'm like, that's album of the year,
no,
bro.
No, it's not.
All right. I'm done, dog. Like, shit like that is what that's the best music to listen. It's the best music.
That's why you like Problems from Carter Five, because like that type of shit.
Man, if you ain't making music, if you ain't doing what they doing, bro. That's why they do it. They got the chains. They real niggas. It's just real nigga music, man.
So let me ask you, would you listen to a nigga like Nipsey Hussle?
Yeah, bro.
So you like a Get Money nigga, basically.
Nah, I like that muse that
like you like that shiny suit shit.
You know what I mean? Get your heart beating, bro. I don't want no shit have me sitting around thinking and shit. You know what I mean?
You want some hard trap shit. That's
let's say energetic music.
Yeah, yes, sir. Yeah.
Energetic. Okay, that's fine. Because I listen to Rick Ross for energy too. But really? He gives me a little. Yeah.
He been putting out music. No.
What's that name of that album he came out with? The last one? Is it Idols? Was that it?
No, it's called Rather You Than Me.
Rather You Than Me, okay.
Oh, man.
That shit did 100, and I was so surprised. That shit did 100K, and I was like,
what's that? That's like,
that's album gold. Sales.
Gold.
Damn.
Gold is 500,000. But
the silver or something?
Platinum.
Styrofoam.
Bronze.
But no, I fuck with that Trap song. Apple in My Eye. I just think that he knows how to pick beats, and beats is really important for me when I consume a rap artist.
Hell yeah.
So it's like, I need to kind of get into that before I even listen to you, unfortunately.
You can tell how somebody beats going to be from off of who they is type of thing.
Maybe you can. I'm not that sweet. So I don't know. So you just going to keep wearing the shades the whole podcast? What you going to do?
I already got them on. Now I'm comfortable.
It's bright in here. I don't blame you.
I'm comfortable with them, man.
You looking like a superstar in this bitch. Like, yeah, nigga. Yeah, I got all the chains. Yeah, you feel me?
One day I'm going to have a gold chain off the black hoodie. I'm going to have it tucked, though.
That is some real street nigga shit. You know that?
Very street. GTA.
Good like man, like, I don't know, though. Like, Tiger, he made some music. I don't really like it, though.
That was your nigga back in the day.
I don't know, man. Like, well, yeah, it's sweet, though, but it's like,
So you like the old Tiger?
Nah, I mean, I don't really have a preference.
Okay.
It's just like, it's sweet, bro, but.
I like his other songs.
Like, I was at the studio the other day. We was talking about it, how he just came out the blue with hits. Yeah, like, man. That shit is crazy.
Some niggas are made.
The song not weak at all, but it's, you know, it's just like, how you do that, dog? You just out the blue, three little videos, three songs, three hits, bam.
I mean,
he could do that. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I mean? Be gone for like 2 years, drop some shit. And now he, like, that shit hot.
Well, you know, it's a business, too. You got to take care of your shits. Yeah. But I heard he was broke, but, you know, I don't believe anything.
He ain't broke no more.
He ran that checkup off that taste. Let it get a taste. Okay, which, you got something to talk about, Jalen? Because I got something to talk about, but I want to wait till, like, the next podcast.
Yeah, like, there's a lot of stuff. Yeah, but I was thinking about NBA and shit, like, you know, what's going on. I don't know, though. Seem like it's a lot of movement going on, man. Mm-hmm. But it is different though.
Movement definitely, in terms of what? Explain
like,
that.
Like people going here, there.
Oh,
you know what I mean. And I don't feel like it's the same. Like maybe from 09 to 15, NBA was slapping. Maybe 16, 17.
Well, some niggas will argue that and say it wasn't slapping back in the day. Back when those.
Like niggas used to be going at it, bro, and like. Now everybody on teams, yeah. Like it's like what
it's
the
hard,
hell?
It's hard to consistently go at somebody when you jump in teams like this.
Yeah,
I got two words for everybody: fuck LeBron. Okay,
we already know that.
Fuck that nigga.
This nigga he was wearing a damn Laker jersey so much, wasn't even playing in the games yet.
Damn, why the nigga can't wear a Laker jersey? Damn, nigga hating, bro.
Nigga
can't
all
wear
this
Laker jersey,
shit on.
Bro.
This nigga chilling at home eating
chips. I'll explain.
Like, why you got all this shit on?
Man, y'all be hating.
What's that shit called?
That's like a nigga wearing a Kobe jersey watching the game.
No, that's different.
Kobe. You want to be Kobe
that
today?
That nigga's a fan.
Oh, come
why
on,
LeBron,
man.
That's your job, nigga. Why are you at home in your work shit eating chips? That's how I look
He had
at
the
it.
Jersey on?
Huh?
He had the jersey on?
The nigga be having a jersey. He be having the shorts on. The nigga be having the shoes, the Lakers shoes. I'm like, niggas, why are you doing all this?
Well, I feel like the
he
Lakers.
Don't like LeBron, bro.
As you can tell, we don't like LeBron, period. Like, I just don't like
the way. He ain't did nothing to you. The nigga dribble, shoot, dunk. You mad at him? Come on.
So the reason why I'm a LeBron hater is because that nigga, I don't like the way he makes plays. Not to say that. I don't like the way he dribbles.
What?
It's stupid. It's so stupid.
I wish nobody could see how he looked. Just
I don't like how he dribble.
I really don't.
What?
I just feel like it's a lot of hype around his athleticism, and I feel like,
man, LeBron, one of the greatest to ever do it. He ain't even had to go to Lakers. He could have went to the Hornets.
Look,
he could have went to the Bucks. Right.
Why didn't he?
Why didn't he?
You want to know why?
He whacked. Because
he that great. He went to the Lakers.
No, he's going
to retire there.
He everybody see what's about to happen on the Lakers. Right, that's bro. Why he went to the Lakers.
What you mean he was about to happen?
Lonzo. They got Brandon Ingram. Okay. They got Kuzma looking like the next Kobe over
there.
They
sweet over there, ain't they?
Yeah.
All right. You don't want LeBron to win.
They got Magic. Magic about to make some more stuff happen.
LeBron yeah, like Magic Johnson, they need 2 years. Bro. LeBron like Michael Johnson.
Michael Jordan.
Who that nigga? Kobe Bryant. Larry Bird. He all of them mixed together.
He kind of is.
He like the dude off Space Jam, bro. He just touch the ball and get all the powers.
Stop.
Okay, we got to stop.
And that's why he's going to be on Space Jam 2.
But no, I just don't really like the way that he dribbles the ball. And I feel like his athleticism is really a primary factor in his game. And I feel like the moment you cut that off, he's not as great as he used to be. Sort of like a Derrick Rose.
How can you cut that off? He got a shot. He pulls up in your grill. He got a post up now.
I haven't really seen him reinvent his game.
And actually, LeBron deserves this, bro, from all that bullshit that happened in Cleveland when you have a team.
True.
Him being patient through all that BS and he got this, I don't see no problem with it, dog.
Go ahead. You say something. Defend me on this.
It's like Kyrie and the Celtics. He got a young team. He balling. Y'all like Kyrie though, right?
I definitely commend Kyrie for what he doing.
I don't.
Kyrie was on the Cavs. First of all, nigga just got a ring. Then he go back and then he go against the Warriors. Okay, yeah, y'all got whooped. He bounced to his own team. The team wasn't looking how it's about to look next season or this upcoming season.
Oh, yeah, definitely. They might go to the championship.
They going to the finals for sure. Ain't nobody left in the East to contend.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's because everybody done went to the damn West. Melo. Who else?
Then this nigga Kyrie DeRozan. Talking about he might bounce to the Knicks. He ain't said, but niggas know that's the rumor going around. He might go to the Knicks.
I guess I understand what you're saying, though, about how, like, LeBron dribble. You want to see somebody who's sweet. Like, I prefer to see somebody like Kyrie Irving. I want to watch him every day with the ball.
He don't necessarily have to dribble, and I get that. But I just feel like, damn. Like, if you didn't have your athleticism, I just feel like your game would not be as sweet as it used to be.
Oh,
like, I feel like Dwayne Wade had more skill. I look for skills in a player.
Oh yeah, and
that's exactly the point about LeBron. He's skilled. He's not that skilled. Like, let's say he's not the fastest thing out there. He ain't the strongest thing out there. And then let me see what them numbers like. Let me see what he's doing then.
Yeah, and I think that's important.
What do you mean? You want to take his skill away from him?
That's not skill.
No, that's a gift.
That's a physical attribute that God has given him.
If he wasn't that strong, he'd probably be like Kevin Durant. He'd probably be a little linky.
No, he can't shoot like KD.
You know what, though? KD.
He be scrapping that bitch.
KD and LeBron, like.
They neck and neck, but they're two different
LeBron players. LeBron better than him. I ain't want to admit it, but he is.
LeBron is definitely better than KD.
All right, bro. That's what's up.
He is.
We not about to deny his greatness. We just critical of him because of his
athleticism. Why, bro?
You crying ass nigga?
Nah, he got the right to cry.
Out of everybody in the NBA, you so critical.
Oh, everybody playing games at home on Christmas. I got to play an away game. Nigga, get out of here.
We're critical of LeBron because of how he went about his legacy. Granted,
that's a grown ass man. He could say where he want to go. He could do what he want to do. If you leave right now, I'll be like, bro, what you doing? Why you leaving?
You're right, though. You got the right to feel that way. But
and you like, nigga, because I want to go. I got something to do. Okay, all right. Ain't nothing else I can say.
Don't wait.
I'm saying if Kobe had that mentality of let me jump ship and go and hop on a better team. Nigga,
he almost did, though.
Who knows how many rings Kobe would have right now?
He said he almost left the Lakers.
He almost went to the Bulls. Yeah.
I thought he went to Houston. Almost.
He was about to go to the Bulls.
Okay.
But he didn't.
Okay.
He stayed.
Oh,
I think I just respect him staying. I respect solidarity within a player.
I don't know. I'm probably looking at it different, dog. Maybe.
Yeah. I mean, you're probably looking at it from like a more human aspect. We're looking at it as like an analyst type nigga.
Yeah, I know, man. If LeBron could hear me right now, here, give me $1 million.
No, hell, he wouldn't.
He's like, man, I've been waiting on somebody to say this shit. God damn me.
But I will say this about LeBron. He is the greatest player to ever lose. I will stand by that shit.
Shit.
Man, yeah, I ain't gonna hold you up, though. He has been losing.
Think about it. He's
like,
been,
my man's D Rose could have got a couple rings. He could have let some people in there get some rings, bro. But he don't. He took their spot, get there and lose.
Yeah,
man.
Think about it. He's been in the finals since what, 2010 or 11? Am I wrong?
2012.
I say 2011. He played Dallas.
11. You're right.
And he lost. He won 3 rings.
And lost 6.
Right.
He lost 6 times, nigga.
Right. So, but that's great, though. That's, you got to commend a nigga that go to the finals.
Oh, fuck that.
For 7, 8 years. You hear
that? So, who the greatest player, dog, to ever just hoop?
Who do you think? Kobe.
Okay, I got to put the mic down. Hold on.
Kobe, he put the ball in the basket. Like, any way, anyhow. Like,
I know Kyle.
Like, that'll make you the greatest player, though. Just because you can put the ball in the basket. Anybody.
But I'm saying, though, how he do it, though.
Yeah.
It's worth watching, bro.
He is the most creative scorer I have ever. Like, he can literally do any move that you ask him to do. Like, you want him to throw a hook shot in there, he will do that. You want him to fade in your grill, he will do that. Pull up 3, he will do that. And anything you ask him to do to score the ball, he will do that.
And where'd he get it from?
You hear that shit? He will do that, bro.
He will do best that. Believe. He's not better than Jordan, bro. I'm sorry.
Yeah, he is. Better than Jordan. Jordan just shot closer. Don't let nigga shooting in the paint half the time fool you.
Jordan, sweet too, dog. But like, you know,
he ain't have his shot.
I got a better question. Who better, Kyrie or AI?
Kyrie.
Okay. Yeah. I've been saying Kyrie too.
Yeah, Kyrie. It is Kyrie. You got a ring.
No, that's not the reason. No. I'm looking at their skill sets. Nigga.
Like Kyrie. Cooking though, like
Iverson,
like he
real.
Like a baby Kobe,
yeah.
Like Kobe birthed him, bro.
When I looked at Iverson's career, I looked at how choppy he was post Denver, and so I felt like he still could get the ball in the hole, and he just didn't shoot better than Kyrie. That's the only thing that separates them mainly, and the ball handling was a little choppy for me. I think Kyrie has more concise ball handling to me, if that makes sense.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
And niggas be saying, like, AI used to carry when
he for sure carried.
When he crossed over.
I mean, come on now. Did you not see the carry? That nigga stood right here and then crossed over and had that nigga Jordan dumb as hell. Like, hey, bro, that's a carry.
It is crazy how he cooked that nigga, though.
Hey. That was the greatest.
Had him picking flowers, boy.
That was the greatest shit in black culture, I swear to God. So, I don't know. Are we through? We not through? I thought we'd have
to. She said we had it through 2, I think.
Oh. Yeah, she said 5 before 2.
Huh?
She said so 5 she minutes saying, before 2.
She said oh. 5 to 2. Oh.
Okay, got you.
Oh, well, fuck it then. We about to talk about it.
We got about another 15.
Yeah. So, 155?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, hey, I got a question. So, I've been having this debate in my head, right? So, I've been thinking, like, if I had a girlfriend, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking, should we allow our girlfriends to dance with other niggas if we're not there?
Yes.
Next question.
No, I wanted to expound upon it more because I felt like a lot of women have challenged me in that regard. You feel me?
It depends. Like if they went to a male strip club, you are allowed to participate in the festivities.
Okay.
If you are at a party, a house party, a club, whatever, no, you're not dancing on no nigga. That's a whole nother setting, whole different intentions. Them niggas doing a job at the strip club. You go to a party, a nigga is looking to get on.
Well, I must admit, different. My last girlfriend, she used to dance on other people, but she told me that it's just really a dance. And like, it's nothing more than that. It has no sexual undertone or nothing like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. Niggas is nasty. So, especially up here. So, I mean, I don't know. I'm conflicted a little bit.
It's a no for me, dog.
No? I think if we get married, then no. Hell no. Don't do that shit. Like, this is a promise towards God. So, you know.
Okay.
I mean, think about it. Because.
What if she ain't religious like you?
Shit, we ain't about to get married. This is a problem.
You're a devout Christian, you would say, yes.
Not devout, but I am a Christian.
Okay. So let's say she's a casual Christian. Like she goes to church on the big holidays.
Okay.
You cool? Like, what if she just don't have your stance on going to the club and not being okay to dance on you? Like, you gonna break up with her for that?
Probably not immediately, but it's something I'll take in consideration. Because
she could be, you know, faithful, but, you know, want to dance when she goes to the club.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, she was faithful to me the whole time. Like, coming back to the crib and everything, I would do the same shit. Mm-hmm. So I felt like, well, I think as long as you have an understanding, it can work. But it's about the understanding. So, I don't know. Yeah. Next. We'll come back. That's a part two question.
Yeah, nothing to say on that one. Yeah. Girl dancing on.
I say yeah, bro.
Why you say yeah, though? That's what I want to know.
That's interesting.
I say yeah, because she trying to have fun at the party, bro. She going to always come back home to you.
Yeah, see.
Yeah, how much fun you having at this party is the question.
Hey. That's for y'all to talk about when she get home.
No, we're going to talk about that a week in advance.
Well, I mean, yeah, because I mean the liquor, because I've had my last girlfriend, she got drunk as hell. So I was tripping.
Hell no.
And next thing you know, she took an Uber. She was responsible, but you know, shit happens.
Nah, a drunk trick, they don't know what the fuck they might be doing. Nah, fam.
You don't, but I mean.
Might as well go out together then,
true.
Man.
Nah, that shit weak.
So, nigga, go to the club, gotta be with your girl the whole time.
No, you
which
don't.
Is nothing wrong with that at all.
Yeah.
Nothing
some,
wrong with
some
that.
Some people believe that you don't. Some niggas be mingling back and forth.
Hey, but no, though, if it's a girl I really care about, no, definitely no. But like, you know what I mean? Man, I ain't trying. But I feel like she should be able to. Y'all ain't married. You know what I mean? Y'all ain't
okay, I think we're talking
engaged.
About.
Engaged.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I think we're pretty much on the same page as far as like twerking goes. But what about like ballroom and hustling? How does that go?
Then definitely, bro. That's like respectful dancing. Yeah, that's yeah, go ahead, dance for her. She get on my nerves today.
Okay. Mm. Okay, that's cool. Because it's something I've been thinking about, and I've been trying to come to an understanding of what I really wanted to present, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. I still can't believe we got an hour in this, bitch. I for sure thought it was 30 minutes.
Yeah, well, good thing, too, because you was late.
Hey, all right. Look, I was only 5 minutes late, okay? Now, all if right. I was like 15 to 20 minutes late, then you have the right to be ultimately mad. Because I have been late before. You can't be mad about that.
Yeah, you're good.
Okay, cool. So what are we going to do? Just look at each other all day?
No.
Yeah, all man.
At least a little longer.
What? Oh, my goodness. Oh, God.
All right. Like, what's on the
agenda?
Yeah, it's on the agenda next. What's up?
Man.
I know you said you had something you want to talk about. You can probably get into it a little bit and leave a bit of a cliffhanger.
Something I wanted to talk about.
And on the next episode.
Right. What was it about our phone conversation?
I don't know. You said you had something you wanted to get into, but you wanted to save it for the next one.
Oh, that was it.
Oh okay.
I didn't know that we had an hour, so I felt like we could just talk about it real quick. See, I ain't got nothing to talk about.
I was thinking about some stuff, man. Maybe like the Amazing Spider-Man game for PlayStation 4.
Nice.
That shit sweet as hell. Mm. If you ever played Spider-Man, bro, Spider-Man 1, that was weak as hell. The wings was clinging to the clouds. On this one, they get to the building.
Wait, the wings? What you mean?
I mean, the webs.
Swinging with no buildings around.
Right.
What's going on? God helping this nigga get through New York.
That nigga from heaven, bro. Hey, Spider-Man is probably like everybody's favorite superhero, though.
Nah.
Are we talking about comic books? Can we talk about comic books? I'm such a nerd.
Go and get into it.
Hey, look, though.
Deadpool are probably the coldest.
Stop.
He can regenerate, bro.
Yeah.
He can fight.
But think about this, though. His powers come with a caveat. He's like, trying to marry Death. It's a lady named Death he's trying to get to.
Yeah.
And his power is like a contradiction to what he's trying to achieve, so to speak. Like, he's trying to die.
Probably tired of living, dog. Yeah. He been living for what, a century now?
Just about as long as Wolverine, probably. Yeah. I just got my criticism about that. Hey, look, for all y'all old head comic niggas, I'm just saying, I'm a young nigga trying to get into the comic game. Don't criticize me. I feel like ever since I tried to step into the comic book community, I've been getting a lot of criticisms for what I don't know. And I feel like just because I'm not a stan like you doesn't mean I can't revolve in the same community as you. You feel me? I'm just trying to learn the game just like you. We all just enjoy the same shit. So respect the nigga.
Tell him.
Oh, I don't know why I just came so hard like that. That's just really how I felt. But yeah, that's how I really felt about that. That's what I wanted to say. But so you really like that Spider-Man game?
No, it's straight. It's sweet. It got different suits. They got the Iron Spider suit off the Avengers. They got the Tony Stark suit off of Spider-Man Homecoming. The original suit, Spider-Man 1 through 3. They got a new suit. They got Noir suit. How you say that? N-O-I-R. Noir suit with the gun.
The old bitch.
They got a whole,
They got the Fantastic Four with the bag over his head.
Nah.
Damn, fuck.
They got some downloadable content coming out for it.
So I came to the conclusion that I will purchase a PS4.
My girl's got a PS4.
Your girl got a PS4? We about to play. wow. I just really just felt like it was between the Xbox One and the PS4. All my niggas got the PS4.
I
so shit.
PlayStation 4 over Xbox One.
I hate that controller.
Xbox One?
No.
The PlayStation, it's too close to thumbs.
I never owned an Xbox.
I think it's too far. Like, it's spaced out, whereas the Xbox One is more like compact. So, like, and I got big ass hands. Yeah. So, like, you know, I can't really move the way I want to because everything's so far apart as far as the width.
You done with school, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you should get one.
Yeah. I mean, I'll probably get one during Black Friday. I should have got one last Black Friday. My girl was like, you want this for real? If you get this, you ain't about to get nothing else. But I was like, damn, I want some more shit.
Cheap, man.
No, I like, when we was in school.
$1,000, she just wanted you to be smart with your money.
With the money she paid, I'm confused.
Oh, she's paying. Okay.
She was going to pay. And so I was like, damn, I want this bitch. But at the same time, I might want a Christmas gift. So I don't know. It was just weird. So I felt like, fuck, I'm going to just wait. Sick about it. But I want the one with, I want the Spider-Man bitch, though. Like the limited edition Spider-Man one. But knowing me, I'm just going to go to Best Buy and pay my little money and pay off the credit card. You know, that's how life works. We're adults. So,
yeah.
Well,
okay. So I do have one question. Do y'all believe in post-traumatic stress after graduation?
I don't know.
Or post-school?
I don't think so.
What do you mean?
What do you mean by post-traumatic stress after graduating?
I don't know. I can't speak for everybody, but I feel like you know, sometimes you get a sense of like you're not doing the right thing or jumping right into adulthood right after college. Mm-hmm. Like you paying bills and shit. You got your own crib. You got this and that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I don't know. I think there is a little bit of a grace period after you graduate and start your adult life. So I think that's kind of where we are right now.
Okay.
You know, just get your shit together.
So we in the get the shit together mode.
You know, get your shit together mode.
That's the name of this episode. Get your shit together. Because we need to get our shit together. For real.
Hey, this is not bad of a rough draft we're doing right here. It's all right.
Bro, I was thinking the same thing. Like, you know, you want to expound upon that?
On the rough draft?
No, I mean in terms of like the other members. Or you want to keep that private?
All right. No. Kyle was supposed to bring his ass here. he called me about what? I'm getting ready to hop on the freeway. I think, man, this is so disorganized. Bro. What are we doing, bro? And this nigga called me about you, Aunt, talking about it's raining. I'm like, man, get your ass out here, bro. Let's go.
Yeah, I was hurt. I was
bro,
certain.
It was raining, bro.
Well, he coming from the east, so it's like, were you on the east?
It was a straight shot, 75. I couldn't make it. I made it, obviously, but.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, but
you talk about the rain.
It was raining bad as hell.
It stopped for like a while. So I was like, where I was. I can't speak on
it. Like, as soon as I got closer, it stopped.
Oh, did Eric tell y'all what happened? He said he wasn't coming either. He texted me last night talking about, hey, man, I ain't about to come, bro.
Why is that?
I got to focus on school, bro.
He said focus on school.
Yeah.
You are lying to me right now.
I got the receipts.
This nigga graduated. I didn't hear nothing about your school talk, nigga.
Well,
let me revise that. He did say he thought about going back for his master's, but
shit,
I didn't know you had to do that this Saturday.
Well, he said he just don't want to do it anymore. So I felt like, okay, cool. I mean, He said we don't have any structure. I think they had an expectation of what it was supposed to be.
Man, and I felt like topics. You come here and let's talk.
What are you? It's doing? No different than us being on the phone on five.
Yeah, we're doing it on some microphones right now.
Just for the audience, right, we were like right. So. We used to be so lame. We used to be on the phone with each other for like hours.
Yeah, that shit wasn't lame. I don't think I was lame.
That shit was lame as hell, bro. Yeah. We could have been. We could have met up.
Oh, I mean, it was a little different. Niggas didn't have cars. Niggas didn't have licenses.
Hell no. Niggas, we talk on the phone, say that money, bro. Yeah, we on the phone. Sure we got to meet up.
I don't need to look at you. Right.
I know how you look.
Okay, I'm mistaken. Sure. Okay, I'm corrected in that regard.
I don't think we had FaceTime, what, junior, senior year?
Y'all niggas wasn't FaceTiming.
Niggas oh, no, I still don't FaceTime.
Didn't even have a car, you. Bro.
No, I didn't even have my license.
You're right. I get that. Okay, I understand that, but... Yeah, so he told me that, and I'm like, okay.
I didn't have my license in high school.
Yeah, car insurance.
That ain't never stopped nothing.
Never stopped a damn thing. Nigga, we in Michigan. Niggas don't give a fuck about no insurance.
You got insurance now, which all that matter. Feds and shit.
Right. We do have insurance.
That sound about incriminating as hell. Oh,
I got it now. Shit.
Well, you know what's crazy?
Your limitation. You better get your ass out of here.
You know what's crazy? Me and you talked about this, too. You was like, yeah, me and you probably going to be the most serious about this bitch. And look what happened. But I don't think...
I didn't think Ann was going to go.
I didn't think it was neither. I was I was really shocked. I thought she was going to flake.
Nah.
Okay. You know.
Yeah, Kyle flaked last minute. Man, Jay.
I'm ready for next week. What you talking about?
Next week?
Yeah, next episode.
I mean, we'll probably get into that more, but I don't know. I was a little disappointed in that because I felt like, okay, we just really on some chill shit. We about to really just have fun. I feel like mm-hmm. the purpose of it was for us to enjoy each other's time as adults because we are pretty much busy every day. We got our own lives. And I feel like we just need a moment to like escape and release whatever stress we have.
Fine, bro.
Low key, we got it for what, an hour today?
Might as well hit the gym, work out.
I feel that, though. I feel that. That's, you trying to do what, an hour, that's 2 hours?
Much, hell no, I got to get ready to go to work.
No, I ain't talking about today. I mean, you know, future reference.
Let's talk about that off air.
All right.
So, yeah. But yeah, I just wanted to express that sentiment.
Right, no, that makes sense. What'd you say again?
What?
Like what you was just saying?
I said we'll talk about it off air.
No, you said something before that I forgot.
Oh, about the whole having ex. Oh, you talking about the reason why I wanted the podcast?
This podcast went okay. Yeah,
yeah.
You like first go around podcast. Yeah, man. Yeah, for sure. I can't wait to hear it. You know.
Yeah, like I could tell that y'all didn't really have any expectation for real. Like y'all just wanted to come in and just kick it.
That's what we do.
Yeah, man. You know.
Yeah, like we not trying to be. We don't have like a expectation or goal with it. We should, but I think that'll come the more we do this.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And I feel like we'll know.
Oh, I gotta go.
Oh, you been had your go. You like, nigga, I'm about to get paid off this shit. This nigga Joe Budden get pros.
That nigga Joe. But I mean, well, I see where you're coming from. You know, a rapper, he got exposure and a fan base already. So it's, you know, it's easier for him to get that shit popped. But
no, I mean, regardless, he wasn't that big of a rapper and he still had to grind. But the point is, we had to grind. I just felt like they put an expectation on what it was supposed to be. And it shouldn't have been that. Like, it's cool.
I feel that. I mean, it's the first time we're doing it. So it's going to be, you know, a little bumpy, but.
Oh yeah, it's about to be you know what I'm saying? You know, so you know.
I don't think we did that much.
Or saying like 30,000 times. Like.
Oh no, that's friend of class shit. That friend of class with your handwritten paper.
Yeah, so I mean, I just felt like I just wanted to do something outside of what we normally do. That's what I was thinking about. Mm-hmm. And I felt like this was cool. You feel me?
Yeah.
So.
Hey, what y'all got about this?
Work.
Well, are you still trying to do the Insecure?
Oh yeah, supposed to be watching Insecure.
It's a movie.
No, the show with Issa.
Issa Rae, my baby.
Lisa Rae.
Issa Rae. Issa.
Lisa Rae. The Wood. Wasn't she in The Wood?
I think you're mixing a lot of shit up. I think you're high.
She's like a little bit older than us, right?
Lisa Rae was in The
Issa
Wood.
Issa Rae is like 30.
Okay, no. I don't think she was old enough for The Wood.
She's old enough for The Wood.
Them niggas like 40 something now, right?
Issa probably like mid-30s.
No, I'm talking about the niggas who's in The Wood.
Oh, like Tay Diggs?
One YouTube. Them niggas like I thought that was her when 40. You said Lisa Rae, that YouTube girl. What's her Lisa name? Rae. Superwoman.
Oh.
I thought that's who you were talking about.
Oh, no. Wait, you talking about, I don't know what Superwoman real name is. But you talking about Liza.
Oh, that's what I thought you were
talking about. Liza, this nigga racist. Liza, that's not the same chick as that Superwoman chick.
No.
How is that racist?
Because they both like of Middle Eastern descent. I think they both are Indian. Yeah.
Bro, I don't even know who they are.
You said Superwoman and then you said Liza. I'm like, they're not the same person.
How does that have anything to do with racism?
Nigga, because they, I think because they both Indian. Like,
I don't even know how the other girl look.
Who, Superwoman?
Issa Rae. I don't know her.
Yeah, that's why I was confused too. I'm like, she don't even know what she looked like.
I thought that nigga said Liza. I'm stupid.
No, okay. But yeah, you still trying to slide on that?
Insecure.
But y'all watch that shit.
I was about to do something with my girl today. I think I'm probably going to the movie.
Hey, yeah, man. I got to go on here and dip on out, man. Make it work. Get my food, you know. Get ready to do it.
Well, get your ass out then. It's like, dog. All right, bro.
I got to get the information to this stuff, though, you know. I don't know it.
So you're
going to send it to me?
What are you talking about?
The podcast and all of that.
I think they syndicate. So we don't. But yeah, if they send it, yeah, I'll send it to you.
All right.
But okay. You about to dip right now?
Man, I mean, yeah, I'm about to dip, man. I went on y'all, bro, but I'm about to go. Yeah. You know what I mean? Oh, it's man. Almost time for me to, us to leave anyway.
True that.
All right, is it?
Yeah, so, 157.
All right, I just got one thing to say. Shout out to MSU for their homecoming. It's raining like a motherfucker. It's probably not raining no more, but y'all have fun for me. You know what I'm saying? I ain't drinking no fucking more. You know what I'm saying? Don't call me about that drinking shit at all, unless it's wine or unless it's that Capriccio wine. Shit. That shit freaky as fuck. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, we have fun. And hopefully we'll keep bringing y'all some more episodes. You know, it's Mr. Play It Crazy. We got Jay Phil and Anthony Yan. Is that your rap name? I don't know your rap name. Marco?
Man, I don't have a rap name.
Oh, shut your ass.
I'm starting some new stuff, man. I got some stuff coming out this summer for y'all, all right?
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to have my name, Anthony, bro. That's it. Anthony, maybe Ant. Yeah, I don't know.
Do one track on there with a straight freestyling. All
right.
Yeah, because he be snapping for real. Does. I be like, damn, this nigga rap better than me.
Bet.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, guys. We're going to wrap this up.
We through.